time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to Molloy, right around the big brown land. Joined today by Rosie Walton.
Hello,
hi, Rosie.
Hello, Mick.
No dangerous Dave. No. He's at home, grandstanding about his birthday.
Probably won't even be awake now.
Dad will be here tomorrow. He's a lightweight, yesterday's hero. Good riddance. we're off to a flyer. Hey, on the show today, Rosie, we've got Jim Jefferies.
Excellent.
The
looking
wonderful
forward
Jim
to that.
Jefferies. I can't wait. We've got a secret gig that we're giving away tickets to on the show today. Gone Wild's up and running.
Yes.
We'll have a Kelpie, a dog, sold for $35,000.
That is insane. My Otto, Canteria, not worth $5.
That
I
dog
love him, though.
Better come when you call it. At 35 grand, I want that thing to heal. I want that thing to dry hump both my legs at the same time. Grant Hackett's going to join us. Last night of the swimming trials.
Ooh,
it's all been happening there. Can't wait to get there. We'll have an update on coronavirus. Santo Chilaro joins us.
Is he still awake? Is he all right? He's been watching a lot of soccer.
He'll be beside himself. He won't know what day it is. And, of course, Jared Loxton. He's maybe going to name a pub after me.
Are you serious?
Yes, all coming up on the show today.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Gone Wild.
We are straight into it today. I'm joined on the show by Rosie Walton. What's your pedigree? What have you got dog-wise, cat-wise?
I've got an 18-year-old cat called Punter, named after the former cricketer.
Yes.
And I have a dog who's turning about two called Otto.
Otto.
He's a terrier, he's
a
nightmare, and I love everything about him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is he lawless?
Yes.
Untrained?
Absolutely. Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. And an 18-year-old cat. Cats are grumpy and opinionated at the best of times.
This is at next level. But he'll chase the dog around the house, which is good, yeah.
Cat heaven?
Yeah, look, I'm close to putting him down. Because he gets inconvenient. You know, I can't go away for weekends without having to get him minded. It's very annoying.
This has got dumping written all over it. Anyway, good luck with that. Hey, let's get into it. Let's start with the dogs.
Yes.
And I love the Westminster Dog Show. It's one of the best.
It is.
In the world. And everyone wants the best in show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. It's been one and run. Let's have a listen to the winner.
And tonight's best in show to the Pekingese.
Whoa! David Fitzpatrick.
Wasabi takes it. Wasabi is the best in show winner.
There's only one, and that's the one. The Pekingese Wasabi.
Bang. There's Wasabi taking the chockies, doing a lap of honour. Wasn't a popular win. The Pekingese.
I don't like it. No, I've got jackets that look like this dog.
You know what? You know the Shar-Pei dog?
Is that the one with the dreads?
No, it's where the real like rolls, fat rolls.
Oh, yeah, they're funny.
That's what I look like as a baby, a little Shar-Pei. Heading back that way too. The Wasabi, the Pekingese, we were doing a thing on last week's show about dogs that could be taken away by a bird of prey. I think the Pekingese would
absolutely
be in danger. Bourbon the Whippet was runner-up. No
Whippet
prizes for
won.
Coming second. The Whippet's an ugly dog. How that's a nice-looking Whippet. Doesn't work.
It's just a tiny greyhound.
It's a small greyhound.
They're cute.
Shouldn't even be there. My other favourite dog show is Crofts, and sometimes at the dog shows, things happen, and a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. Let's have a listen to the audio.
Well ahead of the dog. Well ahead of the dog. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If the dog go behind you, and you can lose control. Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, and it was a good run, too. Well, we... A dog's got to do what a dog's got to do.
Oh,
what a shame. Oh, dear. Disqualified. What was the reason for the disqualification? Of course. Now, that's not very nice, is it?
Not very nice.
Now, at a dog show, does the owner still have to pick it up?
With the green bag.
That's the first time I've ever seen it at an extra dog. Here's my beef with dog shows, Rosie.
Mm.
It's the dog's day out. there should be more events rather than standing still and, you know, running through a hoop. What about catching a Frisbee?
Yes.
That should be one
of
them.
I love that.
Riding in the back of a ute.
They love it.
They should all get to do circle work in the back of a ute. Dry humping your owner's leg. Humping a cushion.
Sniffing
and
the trees.
And now we come to humping the cushion. And the Pekingese has won it. Mate, you see a little Pekingese going like the clappers on a cushion. Mate, I'm paying for
that's
that.
That's funny.
I'm going in for
yes,
that.
Please.
Dragging your ass around on the ground in a circle. I mean, get the protractor out. Oh, it's a good circle. It's a very good circle.
Completed that circle.
While we're on dogs, just quickly, a Kelpie is sold for $35,000. Wow. Here's the report.
David and Sarah Lee, who bred and trained Hoover, are still in disbelief after selling him for a record price at Casterton's annual working dog auction.
He just had it from day dot.
The hammer eventually fell at $35,200. That's $10,000 more than the previous record, sold to a sheep and cattle farmer from northeast Victoria.
$35,000 for a dog, you know. Maybe if it could, if you could take it to the fights, but I don't see how. What do you want from that dog?
Oh, to round up sheep, I'm guessing.
I bet you had the lipstick out when it heard the price. All right, we get the. Yeah, you would. I get the owner had the lipstick out. When he sold that. Okay, well, we'll be back with more Gone Wild after this.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
We are still in the middle of Gone Wild. This is a good story here, Rosie. A Cape Cod lobster diver was eaten by a whale, then spat out.
No.
Bullshit. I don't know. I'm finding this one hard to believe.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Well, a Cape Cod lobster diver is safe following a fluke encounter with a humpback whale that nearly made him the Leviathan's lunch. It all went dark. And yes. He realised he was in the whale's mouth, and then it spat him out.
Mm.
Yeah, this guy's up to no good.
How much whiskey was he drinking out in the boat?
I'm just going to say that. I don't know. Have you heard of that? They like plankton. They don't, you know, what are the chances of that?
Did he smell fishy? Like, what's the...
I don't get it. I don't like... By the way, I've never liked whales.
Don't like them?
Whales are attention seekers, right? No, they are. It's all save the whales. Oh, no one's talking about us. I don't know, guys. Let's beach ourselves. Let's get some dickheads to trust belt all day, rolling us back into the ocean. That'll be good. Hey, get your sonar right, Toots. You know what I mean? They just know who they are. Bring back the harpoon. I would love to go on a whale watching tour if I could got to harpoon one of the whales. Then I would do it. The minke whale is almost... It's overpopulated. It's seriously.
Like kangaroos.
It's clogging up the waters. There should be a cull. I'll get involved in a cull. A minke whale cull. Oh, no. Oh, let's all beach ourselves here. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, we eat everything else. Why can't you eat whale? And the dolphin. The dolphin's had it too good.
They're cheeky. Well, they're up to no good.
Just, you know, hey, sushi dolphin. Why not? Bring me in. Why can't I be involved? Migaloo hasn't turned up.
That's the albino one, isn't it?
That's the albino.
It's disappeared.
It hasn't fronted. Someone's had a crack. Someone, somewhere. Nishimaru's let everyone down here, I reckon. He's gone missing in action. The big white whale. Would have had a crack at that myself. Hey, when we come back, we've got some kitten stories.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Rosie, I know you love cats, so yes. I've got a couple of stories I've fished out for you.
Oh, thank you.
This is from CBC News. This cuddly sweet kitten is recovering after surgery after being born without an anus.
I wish mine didn't.
An 8-year-old kitten born without an anal opening is recovering from reconstructive surgery this week and could one day be ready to go to a new home with understanding owners. Here's how it was reported.
Annex Cat Rescue in our 25 years have never seen a case of this with any of our foster kittens. Basically had to go in from the outside, create an opening for her, and rebuild that last bit of her intestines. Now it's just a matter of getting her through this and getting everything that was backed up inside cleared out.
Oh, jeez. That should have gone to the Bondi vet. I would love to have seen Dr. Chris try and give a cat an anus. Now, that's just
coming up next.
Why would you do it?
Well, they need
to. Why would you do it?
They're not going to have a colostomy bag. Can you say they're wheeling one around?
Yeah, those diapers.
But I love the way that they didn't notice it until they had to do the rectal thermometer and they went, oh, it's got nowhere to go.
What are you doing? What do? You get a corkscrew out? We're going into surgery. Dr. Chris, I would love to see you. Hey, Dr. Chris, what have you been doing today? Boring into the ass of a cat. How's your day? Mate, Jesus, what? Why would you bother? I mean, you know, it's got to be a fat cat. That's a chubby. That's, yeah.
Leave it alone. It has issues.
Give the cat some reading material. Somebody. Here's another cat story for you. A family shocked as the cat they thought they'd cremated comes home.
No.
A family got a huge shock when their pet cat, which they thought they'd cremated, turned up alive and well. Frankie, 16-year-old tabby, went missing from his home in Warrington, Cheshire. Days later, owner Rachel Fitzsimmons saw a similar-looking dead cat on the M6 motorway and staff gave it to the family to be cremated. Then the cat came home. You've cremated someone else's cat.
Oh, no.
You can't be doing that.
Oh, that's
that.
Awful.
Well,
good that they got their cat back, though. That's got a happy ending, sort of.
Mate, you can't create. Look, the rules involving cremation are cremate your own pets, but you don't get to go and
do someone else's.
You know. No, have you got something to go out on?
Oh, look, there's an echidna. Should I be able to talk about
it.
This? Okay, the penis of an echidna has four heads, but only two become erect at any one time, Australian researchers have just uncovered.
So, I was going to say, I'm glad you didn't discover that yourself, Rosie. As now,
how would you? Who's doing that?
I don't know.
Is Dr. Chris doing that? What's he been doing?
What do you do? At any one time, you've got a couple of spares.
Yeah, but only two
that'd
of them work.
That'd be good for a big night out or an orgy or swinging.
Imagine echidna parties.
I've got two. Hang on. I'll just fire up the other two. See, humans would only need two because you've only got two hands. You know what I mean? I like the system. The system works. Okay, we'll be back with more after this.
Grant Hackett to join us next. It's National Blood Donor Week. Make a change for life and become a blood donor with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Search Give Blood to book your donation today. This is Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
And it's that time again when we check in with Australian swimming great Grant Hackett about the swimming trials last night, tonight. It's all been happening. We've had some great swims in the pool, a lot of action off the pool. Mm. He's joining us now. How are you, Grant?
Very well, thanks, Mick. How are you?
Hey, I'm not too bad at all. Firstly, you said this week that the Titmus swim was the greatest 200-metre swim by a woman ever. Discuss.
The reason I say that, it wasn't quite the world record. It's the second fastest in history, but the world record holder did it in one of those super suits back in 2009, which basically felt like you were levitating on top of the water, I think, from swimming a nose. So it was by a girl by the name of Frederica Pellegrini, who went 152.98, and our Ariane Titmus went 153.0. So she was just a few hundredths of a second outside of it, and she's on fire at the right time.
Bodes well for Tokyo. Did you ever pop on one of those suits yourself? Did you try it?
Not that particular suit. So that was an arena suit that was, just breaking world record after world record. I think there was one race of that world championships where five people went under the existing world record, which was just ridiculous. And there was only one world record that didn't get broken out of all the world records prior to those suits coming in, out of both the male and women's swimming.
Unbelievable. You may as well just let them pop on some flippers. Hey...
Exactly. That's what it was.
I always thought that they say they've got fast pools and slow pools and all that. I always felt that at Olympic level, you should have been forced to endure the same conditions as us, Grant, attaching a locker key to your lolly bags, you know what I mean? Coins on the bottom of the pool, the occasional warm patch.
Yeah. I'm sure that was in there somewhere along the line because people do get nervous. But
they do.
It's really funny because people go, oh, what's a slow pool and a fast pool? And there actually used to be a really big difference. Now there's not because everything is very much standardized. But the temperature of the pool, if it was too hot, so now it needs to be, I think it's between 26.1, 26.8. The depth of the pool really matters. So there used to be shallow ends at some pool, and that creates a lot of friction. And you see us do all that underwater, all the dolphin kicks. If the pool's not 2 metres or more, you don't get traction.
Wow.
Under there, the lane rope sizes to get the wash out of your lane, the tilt and angle of the blocks. So all of that stuff, you know, once you're talking hundreds of a second between the, you know, winning and losing,
yeah,
makes a big, big difference. But only, yeah, it's all very standardized now.
I only drink at fast pool bars, you know.
That's smart. I knew you were a bright guy.
I was a devotee. Now, listen, that so bodes well for her in Tokyo. Talk us through Cody Simpson. Now, we all thought this was a bit of a joke at the beginning, and what's he doing? You've come out strongly and said this kid's a gun. If he had enough time, he could have a crack at it. Where is he, and is he a chance in this final tonight?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's thinking it's a joke right now, making an Olympic trials final.
Correct.
I mean, that's a phenomenal outcome. And the time, I keep talking, you know, on radio and on air just around how much he's improving. And the rapid rate of improvement just doesn't slow down. He had to qualify at 56. He did that a few months ago. Then he went 53. Then this morning in the heat swim, he went 52.8. Now, to make this team would be 51 mid, 51 low. So if you gave him another 6 months, he could possibly get down to that. I'm pretty sure he was giving it his all this morning. So
unbelievable.
He might go a little bit quicker, but to qualify fifth in a country that's one of the strongest swimming nations in the world just after 12 months worth of training, it's kind of freakish.
He's an incredible story, and I hope he hangs in there and goes around again, because in the current trajectory, he'll brain it. Can you answer? I got in a bit of trouble on this show yesterday. Now, we were talking about getting the psychological advantage over opposition. And I heard this, and you tell me if this used to happen or not. But I heard, I think it was the American swim team, would on occasion break deliberately, swim under the rope of their opponent's lane and urinate. True or false?
Heard that back in the early 90s happen. Oh. You can't do that anymore. Yeah, someone actually turned to the other athlete and actually said, yeah, I did this in your lane. Oh. But hasn't happened in the last 20 years, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because if you false start once, you're disqualified. So no,
that's the
no
only reason.
Oh, well,
but you still get the mental upper hand grant, you know?
Well, yeah, you feel like you get the mental hand. You can sit on the sideline and watch the event play out. So I'm not sure you get a last laugh. But yeah, you can have a bit of fun in the process.
Okay, maybe take a wee on the podium instead. Then you've got the last laugh. Can you talk us through the events?
You had your tracksuit on then, though, so I'm not sure about that. But anyway. True.
Mick can still have a go.
Now, talk us through the events tonight. This is all on Amazon Prime Video, of course, live and exclusive. What are the events? What should we be looking out for tonight?
Oh, we got a massive closing night tonight, actually. So we got the women's 200 back. So Kaylee McEwen broke the 100-meter world record just a few nights ago. Men's 100-meter butterfly, we already spoke about that with Cody. Women's 800-meter free. So we're going to see Ariane Titmus back in action. Yeah. And we've got the dash for cash, so to speak, the men's and women's 50-meter freestyle. So we'll see Kate Campbell back in action there.
The 50 metres, it gets quite turbulent. It's like a washing machine, isn't it?
Oh, it does. Literally, if you were trying to keep with him, you'd be sprinting on the side of the pool. That's how fast these guys and girls move.
Yep.
And then, mate, it's the best event on the program to come. The men's 1,500-meter freestyle.
Oh, the big boys come out to play.
TV.
Here we go.
For anyone who can't sprint, go do that race.
We'd love it, mate. Thanks for catching up. We really appreciate it. And all that tonight on where,
for the final night, live and exclusive on Amazon Prime Video, the 2021 Australian Swimming Trials.
Good on you, Grant. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me on, team. Cheers.
This is Malloy.
Rosie, you're doing a great job. You really are. I don't miss old, what's his name?
Who?
Was it?
Oh, Dange.
Dave, yeah.
Taking his day off for his 50th birthday.
Fatal mistake. Don't come Monday.
He won't.
See you next Tuesday. Gotcha. Hey, some time ago on the show we made an apology to bats. We felt the bat had been, and this is coming off the back of Gone Wild. I just felt we need to address this again. Mm. We blamed the bat. For the coronavirus.
I see now,
for all our
yes.
lockdowns, for everything that's gone wrong in the world. And as it turns out, it may not be the bat after all, given the circumstances on the ground in Wuhan. Mm. Now, it feels like we've overlooked a certain coincidence that can be ignored no longer. And last night on Colbert, Jon Stewart outlined what he felt needed to be said on the issue.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. And then they ask the scientists, they're like, so wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. If you look at the name, oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second. What about this?
There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel made it with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory.
Could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan. There are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
I'm suspicious of the Daytona Beach Spring Break Herpes Lab. That might be where all the herpes comes from.
When he says it like that, he may have a point. Looking forward to the World Health Organization's findings on there.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. What's up next, Rosie?
Santo Chilaro will join us.
Great. Well, thanks to Optus.
This is Malloy.
Malloy surely won it.
UEFA Euro 2020 update. Watch every UEFA Euro 2020 match live and uninterrupted only on Optus Sport.
Santo Chilaro joins us now to talk everything UEFA Euro 2020. Welcome, Santo.
And thank you, Optus. You, when we say someone's watching every moment of every game, they're pretty much talking about you, aren't they?
Not only am I watching all the Euro games, there's also the Copa America on from South America. So Brazil and Argentina on Optus at the same time.
And you're on Zoom in your jammies as we speak.
What has happened, Mick? Last week there was a lockdown, so we couldn't come face-to-face. Now I've been told I've got to go on Zoom again. What has happened this time?
Look, let's just say there's a few hotspots. Most of places which I have visited and around the South Melbourne area, we're claiming the South Melbourne variant at the moment, which we believe should be named and recognised. All the shops out the front here. What do you call it? Exposure sites.
Yeah.
Well, I know, hearing the word Mick Malloy and exposure site actually is because it's a slightly different picture in my head. But you know,
we can't talk about that. It's still before the courts.
It's still before the courts. They were lovely days when those things could happen. But anyway, you cannot call it. I think the variants now have to have a Greek name, don't they? You're not actually.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're discriminating against South Melbourne. So I suggest you go the triple M variant. Give it the Greek letter mu.
Is that what it is?
Mu.
It's the mu variant, which to me sounds a bit like mad cow disease.
We would think so. Now, you can't get the smile off your face. Italy are through to the quarters.
They're 10 games with a clean sheet, 29 games unbeaten, Mick.
Wow. And how are you celebrating?
No, not yet. It's actually making me nervous because we usually start off every tournament really crap and finish off well.
Yes.
So to start off well is just, I don't know whether it augurs very well, but it's great to watch. There's some good sides out there, Belgium, France, Portugal, England, even Germany, who lost. They're all great games.
Well,
It is such a good tournament.
It is a great tournament. I've been watching it. And Italy have been beaten in one department, I have to say, and that's diving. Christian Eriksen has taken... honestly, get up.
That's
time-wasting.
You cannot say that.
He's taken... I looked at it, I went, oh, come on.
Come on, mate.
Get up.
Exactly, yeah.
We got your photo.
Can I just say, I was watching that live, Mick, and I've got to say, I was a bit like the crowd. We were slightly stunned. And it was incredible because it was Denmark was playing against Finland.
Yes.
Just rivals there. And the crowd, that you know, together, the Danish was chanting his first name and the Finnish were doing such an amazing thing.
You don't see that opposition fans getting around a single player that often.
No. And when you think about, you know, Finland ended up with the 3 points at the end of the night. But I know it's an old cliche, but the real winner was the defibrillator. That's me. That was the real winner.
Thank God for the defibrillator. When he passed out, I felt he was in an offside position. I honestly did. I just meant, come on.
Come on, mate. Yeah, exactly. Playing for Yona.
Now, what about Ronaldo? What's Ronaldo up to? What's he's created world headlines out of this tournament? What's happened?
What he's done is at a press conference, you know, one of the sponsors is Coca-Cola, of course, for the Euro 2020, and he's gone and picked up two Coca-Cola bottles, removed them, and actually put up a bottle of water and said, drink water.
Wow. And,
you cannot do that. And in fact, then the next night, Paul Pogba, he's the French player.
Yes.
He's got in on the act. There was a Heineken bottle as well, so he's moved the Heineken bottle.
Did you say $5 billion it wiped from the share price?
That's right, of their stock. Their stock dropped that much,
Wow. Well, there you go. Hey, the one other incident I want to get to, before you preview a couple of games for us, a parachuter on the ground?
Yeah, there was a Greenpeace parachuter. He decided to – it was a bit of one of those stunts. It was at Munich. He decided to drop the ball from a distance and then come down. And, in fact, we just heard the news not that long ago. Only a few hours ago, that the German police, the snipers were about to shoot him.
Oh.
They literally were about to shoot him, and they decided, got the, you know, the messages in their headphones going, you know, do not shoot. They were going to do it. But did you actually see what happened to him? He actually got caught in spider cam. So he got caught up in the spider cam, and he almost crashed into the German coach. He almost took out the German coach.
Again, I felt he landed in an offside position. That's all I'm going to say.
He was. And you know what? He dived in the end. There's a diver.
He would have taken a dive if he hadn't been shot by a sniper. I still would have been going, get up.
You know what? He dived out of the plane. He dived. That was a clear dive.
That was a 33,000-foot dive. These Euros have set the benchmark for everyone around the world. What should we be watching out for, Santa?
Some big games tonight. It's Belgium versus Denmark. Romelu Lukaku, unbelievable striker. He really is the man. He's the guy to watch. He could actually win it off his own, but really it might be – it's out of him and Cristiano Ronaldo, of course. So just watch out for Denmark-Belgium. And, of course, this is the match of Denmark. This is the return game after Denmark lost against Finland. And
you tipped us into that. We said we're looking for a bet, and you went, go all in on Denmark. So between you and Christian Eriksen – I'm out of pocket.
I said go all in for Turkey, and they've lost both their games.
I tell you what, have you got one for us if we want to have a crack tonight?
I reckon the Netherlands, everyone says the Netherlands is a great side. They're a bit like Scotland. You know, they always promise a lot, and they can come a cropper. And Austria aren't a bad side. So tonight, Netherlands versus Austria, go big on Austria.
A hockey box, go to the farm, the whole lot.
That's right, exactly.
Well, good on you, mate, and thanks, Optus, for putting on the show.
Be like Santo. Watch every UEFA Euro 2020 match live and uninterrupted only on Optus Sport.
On you, Santo.
On you, guys.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
The big second hour of Malloy. I'm going to say loads coming up, but there's not, basically. There's a guy who's naming a bar after me, the Mick Malloy Bar.
Amazing.
After my whinging on TV last week. We'll speak to him. But get out of the way. Before we get there, here he comes. The great man, Jim Jefferies, joins us now. How are you, Jim?
I'm good, Mick. I'm good. Still in quarantine. 3 more days left. Very exciting.
Have you got plans when you get out? Is the word bender being bandied around?
Oh, no. I'm institutionalised now. I don't know if I want to be in the outside world. You know what they do? They give you with your meal. They're very considerate here in the quarantine. Yeah. They give you your meal. And inside the meal, they put a sheet of paper with a Sudoku on it. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like hell.
That'll fill the day.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Australian government, for the Sudoku.
That's hilarious.
And another thing they do now is, as we're getting further into the quarantine, you get doctors ring you up. And I had a therapist ring me up, and he just went, I'm just checking on your mental health.
Right.
And he goes, how are you mentally? And I was like, oh, I had a complex relationship with my mother one time.
I love it. I hope you don't become like a hermit or a recluse now, or like Howard Hughes, just wandering around your room, bottling your own urine, working on a spruce goose.
Oh, no, I've collected all my toenail clippings. My wife's been dead for days. No one knows.
Well, on that note, I've got something to run by you, Jim, because you said you're travelling well. But you sent something through to one of our producers here, Whitney, And she became aware immediately that it probably wasn't meant for her. I'd call it a backstage rider, but it's stuff you need in quarantine. And, of course, we know you're holed up currently with your pregnant wife. Yeah. And I've got a list of the things that you wanted sent to the room. I'm going to run through them and see if we can work out what was for you and what may be for a pregnant woman in quarantine. Are you good to go?
Good to go.
Glass bottles of water. It could be either.
My wife believes that plastic bottles of water are toxins and that she'll die if she drinks one.
All right. That's the pregnant woman. Paper plates.
But she only ordered enough of those for her to drink. She's still happy for me to drink out of the plastic.
Okay. Paper plates. Why paper plates?
I just eat out of the container, but my wife, more civilized, she wanted paper plates.
Some disposable wooden utensils or plastic if you can't get wooden.
Okay. My wife cares for the environment. She got the wooden utensils. I'll tell you what they give you when you come into quarantine. You get some dishwasher detergent and you each get one teaspoon, one regular spoon, one knife, one fork, and a bowl and a plate. That's all you get. And you're meant to wash them in the sink where you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And then so we asked for the disposable stuff, yeah? That was her asking for that. I would have been fine just using my hands.
Remember, Australians are sticklers for hygiene. Remember the old days when you came to this country on a 747? You used to get sprayed down. You used to get like a can of Glen 20 in your face. You got maced before you left the plane.
down the aisle.
What a warm welcome. Someone walking down the aisle, just going, here, squint. Bang. Sourdough and avocados. Oh, I'm sensing smashed avo for breakfast.
Yeah, no. We eat a lot of avocado. That was a communal one, the avocado. The sourdough's me.
I think this is not you. Lentil soup. Now, Jim.
Yeah, lentil soup was my wife's, and she had a particular brand of lentil soup. I don't remember what it was.
Amy's lentil
it's your
soup.
It's quality.
Yeah, and Amy's vegetable and barley soup.
Yeah, she ordered that before she ordered a microwave, so she must have been keen.
I love it. Oat milk.
Yeah, that's my wife. My wife is vegan, so she just drinks oat milk. Her review of the oat milk in Australia is it's not as good as American oat milk. The Australians haven't figured it out yet. She's very upset.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. Organic kimchi, the missus. Lindt dark chocolate, the missus. Organic carrots. Gee, jury's out, the missus. Okay. Foothill balm and foot loofah.
I would like to defend my wife and say that's for me, but my feet are lovely and supple. She has horrendous feet, my wife, so that there for her.
Mouthwash, lip liner, sharpener.
Yeah, all me.
All you. Okay, now we're getting 1.5 kilograms of tiger prawns. Yes, Jim.
Okay, the last three things is she sent me a list, so everything's for her, and then I got the last three things.
Which include 2 cans of Solo and Passiona. Had a box of 4 gay times. Live on the edge, Jim Jefferies. You know how to do it. Top shelf. Jim, can you hang about? We'll be back for more just after this.
Sure, again.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
And we lift the curtain and go behind the quarantine scene with the great Jim Jefferies, who's on the line now, who ordered 2 cans of Passiona? Mm. You're a Passiona fan. My estimation of you just keeps rising all the time. But
I wanted Passiona, but the bloke brought Pastito with a little note that was like, I hope this is okay.
No!
It's okay, but it's not great. It's not Passiona.
That is not allowed.
He had one job. Not to Pastito. Get a crazy man 2 cans of Passiona in quarantine.
And then also I got Solo, and my wife, I tried to tell her, it's half carbonated. Find me another drink you can slam down that fast. She couldn't. We got 4 golden daytimes, but I didn't think that through. My wife's a vegan, so she wouldn't eat one. So I had to eat all of them in one sitting. I'm sitting here watching the TV, and they're advertising golden daytime cocoa pots. And I'm like, I'm never leaving this country. That's a game changer.
It is indeed. Jim, the podcast's out. It's called I Don't Know About That with Jim Jefferies. I was giving it a listen. You're talking religion. It was fairly heavy, but this bit caught my attention.
Israel, I did the walk that Jesus meant to do with the cross on his back and up the hill. And I've seen it depicted in so many films. I did that walk. Not that hard. Not that hard to walk. Now, I didn't have a cross on my back, but I had a backpack and it had a laptop in it. Like, it wasn't, that's pretty close. It wasn't nothing.
And you have emotional baggage.
And I had shoes on, of course. The way they depict it with this whole, like, oh, Jesus.
You reckon he was milking it a bit, Jim?
I reckon he was carrying on. Look, I was bigging myself up. It was just an iPad in the backpack, but it was still pretty heavy.
Now, is it uphill? What happens? What's the terrain?
It's on the slightest hill. And there's lovely little shops on the way that will give you hummus and some of that. What's that stuff? The baklava? Baklava stores you could ever. There's other places that were selling crucifixes, little crucifixes on the way.
Right.
He should have stopped off and bought one of them.
He made a prayer. Crown of Thorns? Did you go with Crown of Thorns without Crown of Thorns?
I always think the Crown of Thorns is stupid because they always harp on about the Crown of Thorns. Carry on about the nails in the hands and the feet and the cross. The Crown of Thorns. Oh, what, you got a bit of a scratchy forehead. It would be a nice little thing to take your mind off stuff. I'd be praying for a crown of thorns.
I'd have mine on backwards, just quietly. Now, Jim, you're in Sydney. Do you have any intention of joining the Australian club? You seem to me, I had a look at these guys. They remind me a lot of you and the way they operate. Is that something of interest to you?
I don't know. I think I'm a bit too lefty to get into the club.
Sure.
I can't believe they didn't vote in to have women in the club. But what I really can't believe is, who are these women who want to go?
Not me.
Like, what woman's there going, I want to hang out with John Howard and Malcolm Turnbull. And also they go, oh, we don't want women there because we don't want to act differently. What are they doing in there? I'm fascinated. I don't agree with it. I think women should be allowed in there. But if there was a women's club where they all got together and they just, I don't know, they watched Real Housewives and they bitched about men, it's okay. I don't need to join.
Yep.
You know, I don't think we'd be fighting to get in there.
That's every Thursday night.
Round at Rosie Walton's place. You may have noticed that Rosie's sitting in for Dave.
Mm. I do.
Today. It's Dave's 50th birthday. And some communique came out around the office that says, from the Death Star, from head office, basically if it's your birthday now, you can take the day off.
Really?
Yes. And I'm quite annoyed that he did. I find it as a personal affront.
Yeah.
And that he cares more about himself and his family than he does about this particular program.
What I know of Dave, what could he be doing with his birthdays? It's not like mates are going to take him out. You know, like, what's his big plan? He's trying to get to the Australian club. They put him in a wig.
He'll be home making a suit out of human skin if I know. Dangerous, Dave. Hang about, Jim. We're going to come back and talk more, even about your secret gig.
Oh, yes.
For the House of M's, which our listeners are going bonkers for. We'll be back in 1 second.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
With Jim Jefferies. Jim, you holed up in quarantine. Have you been watching the swimming trials? Have you been keeping up with our aspirations in the pool?
I've been very disappointed with the inquiry into the swimming coaches.
Yeah.
These Generation Z who can't put up with a little bit of body shaming so they can win a gold medal. Like, Australia, do we want gold medals or not? Because you're not going to get them through positive reinforcement. You're not going to get them through some bloke going, you'll swim better next time.
Here's what cracks me up about swim coaches. You know, when you see footage of elite athletes in the world swimming up and down the pool, beside them they're being yelled at by an old fat bloke who's walking along the pool going, faster, faster, you weak prick. You go, how does this happen? How can this be motivating? Surely you want to get out and just stab that guy right in the face.
Many years ago, I mentioned this once in one of my comedy specials, but many years ago, I'm talking about 13 years ago, I used to date this girl and she had just broken up from dating Michael Phelps for the last 2 years.
No.
She went from Michael Phelps to me. And funny can only take you so far. The chances of me shagging her as good as Michael Phelps has is pretty slim. A man whose whole job was being good at holding his breath and still being physical, right?
I remember when Michael Phelps got busted on the bong.
Yeah.
Remember he got bongs broken?
Girl, that was her bong. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Phelpsy, that's a tough gig, mate. That is, you're coming off Phelpsy.
Oh, no. She said, he was as aerobic in the bed as he was in the pool.
Hmm.
I'm like, what does that mean? I was as funny in bed as I was on stage.
I love it, Jim. Now, mate, I have to draw attention to when you come out of quarantine, of course, yeah, tour is just about sold out, but I'm announcing right now There's a secret gig, one for Triple M, a exclusive side gig. What do you know of it, Jim? Are you hearing this for the first time?
Oh, no, I know all about it. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you the venue or anything, but it's a small venue. It's only a couple hundred people.
Yep.
It's a proper low-down dirty gig, and I think you're going to be there, and there's some people that are going to win prize. I love how now the big prize is you get to go to Sydney, and then it's like, but beware, while you're up in Sydney, Melbourne could have another outbreak. You could be stuck there for weeks.
It's worth
it. Good luck, everyone.
I will take that punt. Make no mistake, I'm happy to hear that new gigs have been added. Rosie, have you got the dates?
Brisbane and Sydney shows on sale now. Head to frontiertouring.com/Jim Jeffries.
New ones.
Yeah, new ones.
Oh, juicy. Go on. Brilliant. Get the good tickets. Camp out overnight. Jim, always a pleasure to catch up with you, mate, and look forward to seeing you in the flesh sometime soon.
See you soon, mate.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
A special Rosie Walton edition. He's been going great today, Rosie.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Yeah, take another day off, Dave. You really, not required. Hey, did you watch the front bar last week?
Oh, the Melbourne special?
The Melbourne special.
Yes.
Yes, it was unbelievable. And one, I was flabbergasted that David Neates has a bar named after him at the MCG, the greatest sporting arena in the world.
What an honour.
Imagine having that. Oh. I would be there every day. Every time those doors opened, I would be standing at the end of the bar in a sailing jacket, smoking a pipe, going, welcome.
I'd be like, cheers.
It'd be a lot like cheers. And I've been complaining that I don't have a bar named after me. No statue, no bar.
No.
The highest accolade, a bar, the Mick Molloy bar.
Mm.
Well, it turns out all that is about to be corrected.
No.
In Renmark, South Australia,
what?
The Renmark Hotel are threatening to put up the Mick Molloy bar. Let's speak to the owner-operator, the marketing and events manager. It's Jared Loxton. G'day, Jared. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Good. What's happening up there in Renmark?
Oh, it's all happening. We heard your call out and we've come up with a bit of an idea, mate.
What's the idea?
Well, you're looking for a bar. We've got a bar. We're in a bit of transition at the moment. So we want to call our sports bar the Mick Molloy Bar.
Oh, what an honour.
I just cracked a stiffy. That's fantastic. And when does all this happen?
So we've set everything up. We've got things in place, got the menus worked out. More importantly, we've got the cold beer on tap.
Yes.
We want to do it your style and we want to have it as a your shout.
I can see behind you there you've got the Mick Molloy bar sign already up and running.
Magnificent.
We've got that. We've got all the signage and the branding ready.
Well, I can't wait. I've got a couple of suggestions for the Mick Molloy bar. Stripper poles? No, not at this stage.
Live band?
What about mechanical ball?
Doable.
What about a Mao Tse-Tung-sized picture of me on the wall?
Mm. Oh, we can do that.
A jukebox that only plays one song.
Well, that's funny you say that, Mick. On the weekend, we had a live 80s band which played that. We'll have to get them back.
Well, you'll have to get them back. What about barmaids? Topless? No.
Well, community hotel, a little bit of a risk.
Okay. What about all the barmen and barmaids in flannies?
I don't see why not. We'll get your trait. Richmond beanie, though.
Richmond beanie. Oh, hello. A bit of lingerie. That'll be fantastic. What about my own bar stool that no one else is allowed to sit on, just up the end, like on its own, a little roped-off section?
No, that's right. You got a few of the locals to sort out, which they've got at their own table, and we call it the table of knowledge.
Do you? That's where the heavy hitters sit.
They sort the world's problems out, but very thankful for them, though. Very thankful.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like a great area. Tell us, this is your chance. Plug your pub. You said it's a family hotel. Describe it to us quickly.
It is. We're 1.5 hours from Mildura. Right on the river. We're a community-owned and operated hotel. Employ 100 people.
Good on you.
65 rooms, bistro, bar, bottle shop.
Jesus.
Can you stay there forever?
65 rooms. This sounds like my Neverland Ranch. Mm. I'll hold your pub in a siege situation till probably after Christmas. How long are you going to rename it for?
We're thinking from now we'll run it through footy season till grand final day. We'll do a grand final barbecue in our beer garden. We'll do truck raffles. We'll do an eight ball competition. And importantly, we'll do a big burger named after you, which we're thinking the Mick Double Patty Humdinger.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's my pet name in bed. Hey, you're a good bloke. I like the sound of Renmark a lot. I like what you've done with the joint. If you're in the area, get along to the Renmark Hotel. Sounds like a top night out for family, for dinner, for drinks. You know, watching a lot of sport up there?
We do. We've got the footy on Friday night, big screen.
Well, I love it, mate. Thank you very much for thinking of me. And we'll see how we go. We might try and get you down to the front bar sometime soon.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly, Mick.
Oh, don't you worry about me. I'm the voice of reason around here. Sure, I'm the sober influence on
Mr. this. Mr. Responsibility.
That's when it comes to betting with your mates, I find there are no rules. Now, a question without notice regarding our Bet With Mates. No Dangerous Dave. Mm-hmm. Yet if we put on a bet, according to the rules, I understand he will still be a participant.
He's in the group. Yeah. He's one of our mates.
What about...
Can I join in? I've got the app.
Legally you can, but we're a bit like the Australian club around here. we feel...
Okay, I don't want to know.
Premature.
No, that's fine.
To have,
I'll start my own.
Have the girls on deck, unless you're prepared to bring a plate, of course, which we would do. Do you like a bet, Rosie?
I do like a bet.
Have you got what's something you want to throw into the...
Well, I think the odds would be pretty short on Dangerous Dave turning up tomorrow.
Would not surprise me at all if he didn't turn
I'd up. Like to make, can I place a bet that he won't make 51? You know when you've got a bad feeling and you just can't shake it?
He's installing a pool.
Yeah, for his family to enjoy.
When he's gone.
Yeah, put in that pool fence after he's had a couple of fireballs. I tell you. That'll be a grisly sight. Okay. You need the creepy crawly going in that pool. Now, we, last night, what was our bet? Treasurer James is in the house. What was our bet?
We went to Sportsbet. We said, can you give us odds on Cody Simpson at the 100-metre butterfly?
100-metre butterfly, a PB we wanted.
Yep, and so they came back and they said, all right, we can give you odds on if he will record a faster time than 53.53 seconds. And we went, all right, we'll take that. We put in the maximum stake, $50. We recorded a win because he got 52.84 seconds.
Oh, well done.
Thank you, Cody Simpson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we now take a bet on him having a threesome with Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande?
Okay, I'll go back to sports.
No, he does this. This is it. I can't believe the guy. He's got all bases covered.
He kind of shits me. It's kind of annoying.
It
he
is.
Can sing, he can
Your mum will be disappointed with that language.
Yeah,
all right, so we need a bet for tonight.
Yes.
Now, Santo, it's just him just into one, Austria. Yeah. Now, Santo, I don't know if he's always on the mark with his tipping, but it's the Netherlands are historically a very good side.
He did tip us into Denmark, which then had the infamous...
Which blew up. Because a guy belly flopped. Yeah. So what's the bet?
All right, so he is very bullish on Austria. Their odds are $6 to win.
Oh, jeez.
Netherlands are $1.55.
Oh. Let's go bonkers.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's go push all the chips in. What have we got? What's our stake?
We've got, in our Bet With Mates group, $247.25.
All right, let's cut Dave out of that.
Okay.
No, you can't. Okay, 200 and what?
$247.25.
Let's put $50. $50 on Austria. Come on. Okay. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Are we all in?
Excellent. I'm in.
On Austria.
Oh, this is
I'm
fantastic.
Not allowed, but I'm in.
Okay, good stuff.
Let me just ask a good question.
What?
We've got 247 remaining?
Yes.
What did we start with?
$600.
What have you done?
We're not doing all that well, are we?
There's some embezzlement. We've only lost one bet.
No, we've lost a fair few. And then we've also got some cash on bets to pay out in the future.
Oh, still to pay out?
Oh.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah, so it's not all bad. Once you dig down into the numbers, I've got it under control. It's all good.
Oh,
Your Honour?
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
That's a white-collar crime if ever I've
heard.
Was it
the Panama Files? Remember everyone in the world was going to... Jeez, you see me in my office.
All right.
Wherever that is.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Helpline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelponline.org.au. We'll be back to wrap things up on Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
And we are done and dusted for another day. Well done, Rosie Walton, for filling in.
Look, you know, not very big shoes to fill, but I've given it a crack.
Well,
happy birthday, Dange, in all sincerity. It's
indeed.
Your big 50th.
Did you get him anything?
No. Nah. Did you?
No, he owes me.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
You know what I might do? Put a tiny picture of him on the poster. Like a
Like, oh, like a Where's Wally kind like of thing, just hidden in the corner.
Where's Wally style thing. He's at home. You don't go too far away. I doubt he'll
be in tomorrow.
He'll be in tomorrow. He loves a long weekend.
He does.
He
love
sees
a long
an
weekend.
Option to right. parlay this into 4 days off.
Well, I'll stay at home and watch the front bar and keep myself nice.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Tonight, Mike Sheehan.
Oh,
he hates Richmond. You've
got a history with Mike.
Well, I do. The hard thing about having Mike on the show will be getting the old man smell out of the studio when he's gone. He's the best in the business. He was
he
the best in the business.
Is, yeah.
And it's been a rich and colourful old career. And he's been involved in some of the biggest stories. So
absolutely.
We'll be doing that and giving Bucks a bit of a send-off.
Oh,
no doubt.
Bucks, what a champ.
Yeah. He didn't get a premiership as a player or a coach, but a good bloke. All right.
Start with that.
That'll do my first question. Hey, we better go have a go on the show tomorrow.
Glenn Robbins, definitely. Oh, Danes, we don't know. Love Glennie. I hope I'm in, though.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yeah. No, don't hassle him. Don't get all fangirly.
I might.
You normally do.
I'll have to wear something special.
What are you going to wear? What's special? Something Uncle Arthur would like. All right. Well done, Rosie. Thanks today. Good on you.
This has been the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better, and you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.